Dragon's Kin by Anne McCaffrey and Todd McCaffrey. To my brother, Kevin McCaffrey, also known as the smallest dragon boy, Anne McCaffrey. To Kira Rose McCaffrey, of course, Todd McCaffrey. Prologue. When men first came to Rookbot, a G-type star in the Sagittarian sector, they settled upon its third planet and named it Pern. They had set out to create an idyllic, low-tech farmer's paradise, escaping the ravages of the late Nafthi wars. They paid little attention to Pern's neighbors, as the entire solar system had been previously surveyed and declared safe for colonization. Less than 8 years, or Terns as the Pernese began calling them, after their arrival, Pern's erratic sister planet, the Red Star, came wheeling in from the outer edges of the solar system. And then thread fell from the sky. The thin, silvery wisps looked like no thread at all, until they touched flesh, or foliage, or anything living, including the bare earth. Then the thread would grow, sucking the nutrients out of anything it could, turning soil into lifeless dirt, searing through flesh to leave nothing more than charred bone. Only metal, bare rock, and water, where thread drowned, were safe. The first threadfall, catching the colonists by complete surprise, was devastating. Thousands died, many more were maimed, and countless herds of imported animals were lost. Worse, the near approach of the Red Star not only brought thread, but also increased the stress on Pern's tectonic plates, producing earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanoes. The surviving colonists reorganized. They abandoned the richer but seismically active